You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All of these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Mention that you
voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting, join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at votecdesignforall.com. That's VOTECDESIGNEDforall.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the, what? The second hour already, Sheila. The second hour of the Sunday, February 11th, 2018, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And I'm your host for the night. Usually I'm the co-host, but tonight I get to be the host
with the most.
My other half is home and he can't talk.
And that's the funny part.
That is funny. That's sorry, the funny Michael, part. We're only teasing. No, really not.
I asked her how she liked being so lucky.
Yeah, I noticed I didn't answer. I didn't want to put anything in print that I could never take back.
You did.
I think my wife would love it if she was on the other foot for me, too.
Yeah. And I'm sitting here with the comedian across the table, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody.
And Chris on the other side. And we're going to take a caller from Atlanta, and then we're going to go to our guest caller from, Orlando. I can't even read anymore. So anyway, we'd like to welcome in Carl and his guide dog, Benzie, from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Carl. Long time no hear.
How you doing, Carl?
Hi. It's been a long time. I could not get you anymore on my computer.
Uh-oh.
They
that's
said
not
you
good.
Have a lower radio signal. So a friend of mine from Florida that I went to Southeastern Guide Dog School told me how to get you on my telephone.
Good. Right, that's right.
Anyway, my prayers are with Michael that he has roof washed his sleigh, must be to recovery.
Thank you.
As I had the same for you when you had pneumonia some time ago.
Last year, yep. 2 months I wasn't
here.
Yeah,
but I miss y'all, and I'm hoping to come in Orlando sometime, I think in March or April, to the Southeastern Guide Dog School event, and then I would like to meet y'all in person.
Oh, that
would
be
wonderful.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can come to the studio, but it would be on a Sunday. I don't know what day the event is on. And
it's
that's
on
the other
weekend,
side.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make the arrangements.
Yeah.
But I just want to know you that I'm just so happy that I can hear your radio show again, even though it's only on the telephone.
All righty, well, Carl. Well, stay tuned. We're having a really wonderful segment coming up in a minute, okay?
Thank you for calling.
Hey, Carl, before you go, did you try the WOKB website?
Yeah, I cannot get it. And I went to Microsoft, and Microsoft said, for some reason, there's a weaker radio signal than there used to be, and so I cannot get it anymore on my computer, so I have to use the telephone.
All right, thank you. I'll look into it. Thank you.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Take care, Carl.
Okay, everybody, imagine this. You are a young parent. You recently discovered that your child is blind, and you're also a working parent. So now, who will care for your child while you are at your job? And what are the challenges of finding daycare for a blind or visually impaired child? And where will you bring your child for rehabilitation and training? And what are the challenges for the staff at the daycare if they have never cared for a blind or visually impaired child? Well, we are going to get the answers to all of those questions right now, and I'm going to turn over this interview. I will participate, but Sheila knows this young lady, and she is going to introduce our guest caller on this topic.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yes.
Keisha, are you? Hi. Welcome. How are you tonight?
Welcome, Keisha.
Good.
We met last year. In fact, we met at the Sight and Soul Walk last year.
That's correct.
And Keisha had been, wasn't aware when her baby was born. Correct me if I'm mistaken, but when her baby was born, she didn't know she was blind. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how old was Haley when you found out she was blind?
She was born blind. She has a congenital blindness, but the process started at about 6 weeks of age. She was not tracking with her eyes as she should have been for a baby that age, which then, of course, started a whirlwind of specialist visits and ophthalmology visits and neurology visits. And by the time she was 3 months old, we had put her under anesthesia for an MRI to rule out brain tumors or optic nerve hyperplasia. Around the time she was about 6 months old, we finally got a firm diagnosis after traveling all the way to the University of Iowa for LCA, Leber's Congenital Amusement.
Keisha, I need to interrupt you for a minute. Do you have a radio on in the background?
I do not. Hold on.
Okay, because the connection is not that great.
Is that better?
Yes.
Much better. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. So about 6 weeks is when it started. The tracking wasn't there, and that started the whirlwind of doctor's appointments, which ultimately led us to the University of Iowa, where they were able to confirm the Leber's congenital amaurosis diagnosis in about November. So she was about 6 months old when we got a firm diagnosis.
And what did... I know that you, with conversations with friends of mine, ended up going to Lighthouse. What was your first experience with Lighthouse, and what all did they help you start learning as a sighted mother who had no clue how to deal with a blind baby?
So we got turned on to Lighthouse through our ophthalmologist here at Memorial Children's Hospital in Orlando. She was the person who put us in the direction of the University of Iowa for proper testing and diagnosis. She was the person that put us in touch with Lighthouse of Central Florida, as well as you know, the Orange County, the children and families and all of that stuff to really get the ball rolling. And so by the time February rolled around, we were in regular therapy sessions with Haley and Lighthouse. And so it was from the get-go, we've had the same therapist, if you will, and she's really worked with us on developing skills that we thought were important for our daughter, but then also things that she would need, you know, to kind of succeed and hit her developmental milestones on track and all of that. So depending on what age you're talking about, it really varies because it gets changed up, you know, every so many months as she masters a task and moves on to the next thing and all of that. She's going to be 2 in May, so we'll be starting hopefully some O&M here shortly to kind of get her up and moving in the world a little more independently.
And people that don't know O&M, O&M is orientation and mobility. And for a blind child, they use little teeny weeny canes. I don't know what they do at Lighthouse, but I know that our O&M instructors with 3-year-olds use a pre-cane, what we call a pre-cane.
Right.
And it's a two-legged with a handle across the top, and they're just little tiny canes to help them navigate their surroundings and, you know, let them know if they're about to come to a step or a doorway or a curb or... and I don't know, is that what Lighthouse is going to use with her, or do you know?
I don't know just yet. Their orientation mobility services that they have are typically for adults.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a pediatric specialist at this point in time, so we're really going to have to see what develops as we get closer to that point.
Well, you know, have you checked into the PDIS? The diagnosis system. Okay, I'll get that information to you.
That'd be great.
Because it's not. It's never too early to start doing the process. Because if you are in Orange County, the program that I work at with Orange County at Princeton Elementary, we take kids the day they turn 3. We take them.
Oh, so it's not even when the school year starts. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I know we've kind of looked at that, and that's been something, you know, on my husband's mind, you know, from the get-go is trying to get her, you know, the best services to prepare her to be successful in life, you know, moving forward with this, that, and the other. And so that's why we started Lighthouse so very early. You know, she sees her specialist once a week. We've now, you know, put her in the school system where the specialist is coming into the school and working with her in the school. And so, yeah, we're very aware of Princeton's program, and, you know, she's obviously not even 2 just yet, so we got a little ways to go. But,
yeah. Well, I'm a little prejudiced, but we've got a really good program.
Right. Keisha, when you hear the castanets, it means we're going to be going to break, and we ask you to please hold on. And I wait during the commercial break, and we'll talk to you more on the other side, alrighty? And people out there listening, our listeners, if you have any questions for Keisha, or perhaps you have a similar experience, please call 407-894-1680.
So hang on, Keisha. We'll be back from break.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polera urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineer department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polera.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-A.com.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Quack, 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 quack.
Who's there?
Aflac.
That sounds funny.
If you think that sounds funny, this is no joke. Who's going to cover your bills if you get sick or hurt? You need to call my main man, Juan. He may help you with peace of mind and financial security, which is no laughing matter. For more information about Aflac products, call Juan today. He will care about you. That's Juan Lopez at 407-476-7282. 407-476-7282. But wait, there's also a website, theonewhocares.com.
Quack, 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 quack.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we have Keisha on the phone. If you have anything to add to our conversation about being a parent of a blind child, please call in at 407-894-1680. So, Keisha, thank you so much for holding. Now, after your services with Lighthouse and your diagnosis and finding out what was going on with Haley, what did you have to do to find daycare for Haley?
Well, fortunately for me, I was home with her for the first 7 months of her life, and then after that I went back to work, and she spent a couple of months with my sister-in-law, who has a son the same age. So we were able to kind of work her into the concept of, you know, not being the only child to be cared for and all of that. But ultimately, she did end up in regular daycare through our church, and she is the only disabled child, if you will, within the entire school that I'm aware of at this point in time.
And Keisha, the director, I believe she's the director of the daycare, she's on the other line, and you're welcome to start talking back and forth with her if you'd like. And her name is Neri from Orlando.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Neri.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. That was very...
Oh, no problem.
I'm going to step back and let
So, Keisha, tell tell us what you had to do or how the people at the daycare, and Neri, please step in as well.
Of course.
What they had to do to be trained to know how to exactly work with Haley.
Well, you know, as a first-time mother, because Haley is my first child, that anxiety in itself already is present even without her visual issues. And so, you know, I had been looking for daycares, and I had went to a few different daycares in the area, and I finally got in touch with Mary on the phone to find out if they had a place for Haley, and they did, in fact, have a spot for her. And she was one of the only directors that I spoke to during that time frame that was open-minded about it. A lot of people were like, well, you know, we haven't really, we don't have that skill set, and we're not, you know, really, you know, situated to take care of a baby in that way, but, you know, we'll give it a try, you know, we'll see what we can do, we'll see if it works out, that kind of thing. But Mary and the team at St. Peter and Paul, they just took her in and didn't really, you know, she's just another child, just like any other child in the school, and so that's kind of where we started. And of course, once Haley got into school and we got into a routine, you know, then they were able to kind of target, you know, some of the things that were being specific to her particular need, you know, not being sighted. She went in when she was one, but she went into the infant classroom, so the children in that classroom were younger. But at the time, Haley wasn't up and walking just yet. Mm-hmm. So we felt that, you know, Miss Neary here felt that it would be safer for her to be in there. She'd have, you know, the ratio is 4-1 instead of 6-1, so she'd have a little more attention, mm-hmm. really kind of getting her acclimated to being around all of the chaos of other children and toys and things, you know, in constant movement around the class.
Right. So, Neary, what were your feelings when you first met Keisha and talked about Haley?
Yeah, I mean, I remember the call very distinctly. You know, I remember that she was worried, you know, and trying to make the best decision for Haley. And, you know, we did talk, and I didn't feel comfortable. You know, a lot of my decisions as a director always comes as a mom first. And, you know, putting myself in her position, I wouldn't feel comfortable with her going straight into the toddler room. But, you know, I do remember we had a great talk, and she kind of, like, agreed, like, all right, let's do this. And she hadn't even met with us. It just felt like we could do this.
Right.
But I remember hanging up and going, oh, my gosh.
What'd you get into, right?
What am I in for, right?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, how am I going to tell my teachers? And, you know, we all train on it. You know, part of our training as educators, as teachers, as childcare workers is on special needs. But it's one thing during the course, mm-hmm. and it's a whole nother thing, like, dealing with it in person. And, you know, we worried, are we doing the best for her? Are we hindering her development? But at least I figured if she's at a point where she's not walking and, you know, let's put her in here and let's give this a try and see what we can do. And, you know, we have an amazing group of teachers. Our infant room teachers, you know, were terrified, but they dealt with it. And, you know, once, you know, you look at it like, you know, she's just like every other child. Mm-hmm. You know, we just have to do things a little different. And right. That's what we did.
And you can I ask you, and I hope I'm not asking the wrong question. Has Lighthouse come out and helped you know how to do or deal with different situations? Or is Keisha the one that's telling you?
A little bit of both. I mean, it's been primarily Keisha. I know we had a therapist visit a couple times, but it's been more observational at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of what we've done has been, you know, following Keisha's lead. And, you know, some of my teachers took the lead and did some research themselves and kind of saw what we can do. You know, when she was at the point that she's walking now, that was another, uh-oh, now what? you know, just moving her up to the toddler room, again, made me nervous. Mm-hmm. You know, but it worked. And, you know, we continue to work with it. Miss Amy is her teacher now, and she absolutely loves her. And, you know, she has grown so much. You know, a lot of it has just been, you know, let's just try and see what works. And, mm-hmm. you know, she's picked up our tone of voices, and she can tell us apart.
Aww.
And it's amazing to see what she's done so far.
Neary, I have a question. Did you bring in a few assistive aids for her, or is she strictly is Haley using all the toys and things that the other children, are there any tactile things for her? And
Yes, once she moved on to the toddler room where she was going to be a little more exploratory, mm-hmm. I just kind of did some research.
Yes.
And I got some stuff on Amazon.
Oh, good.
And
good,
there
good,
really
good.
Isn't a lot for her age, so I struggle with that a little bit. But one of her infant room teachers, you know, she really grew a bond with Haley. And she had her husband create, it's kind of like a piece of board, and he grooved some circles onto it where she can put a ping pong on it so that she can show her on a larger scale Braille.
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and every afternoon, you know, we've kind of scheduled it and kind of worked with our numbers in the rooms where she's able to pull Haley back to the infant room and spend 15 minutes with her working on that with her.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like Haley changed your life.
Yes.
and it sounds like, yeah, it sounds
nice
like
way.
It was a perfect fit
yeah,
for all of you.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
It
was
wonderful.
Just fate. It's just unbelievable.
Well, Neri, I want you to know I work for Orange County Public Schools, and I work with blind and visually impaired children and have for 13 years. I've been at Princeton Elementary for 13 years. And we have the 3 to 5-year-old room. And if there's ever anything that we can do to help you, please do not hesitate to call me.
That would be amazing.
And you could even maybe come out one day and look at our room and see what all we have.
Ooh, that's
for the
a great
blind
idea.
Children.
Yeah, that's
oh,
a
yes.
great idea.
And I might take those two teachers with me because I know Miss Amy and Miss Maria, Miss Maria Elena have really been working with her. And, you know, and sometimes we really don't have the answer. We're just trying. And, you know,
right.
we love her and do what we can for her.
Well, we would be happy to help you in any way we can.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, Keisha,
yes,
I'm just so happy for you that you have found a fit for Haley, and you are comfortable with it, and that's what's important.
It wasn't the smooth transition for sure. It took some time for her to acclimate, but now she walks in the classroom, and ready to start her day and could care less about us leaving, which is ultimately, you know, a big for us.
You guys will be at the Sight and Soul Walk, right?
I'll probably so. I would imagine so. We haven't confirmed the date just yet, but
well, it's March 3rd, and we've got a team. It's called GOCB Forever Young, so you're welcome to come join us.
Yeah, I'm sure that our lighthouse rep will be bringing us a flyer.
I'm sure. I am sure.
Well, thank you, both of you, for
thank
calling in.
Thank you so much,
it's
ladies.
Wonderful. Hi, wonderful to meet both of you.
And please get my phone number, Neri, from Keisha, and please let us know if there's anything we can do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Neri. And thank you, Keisha.
Thank you.
Good
thank
luck
you, ladies.
To Haley.
Happy Valentine's
yes,
Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's
yes, you
Day.
As well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wow. That was wonderful.
It's very exciting. It is just so cool to hear a good story.
I wonder how she found the day that particular daycare.
She said
know?
It was her church.
Oh, it was through the church.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear her say
mm-hmm.
that.
Yeah, she said it was through her church. And she had called, well, she had called around to other places and then called there and said, you know, is there an opening?
But you know what? What I liked is Neri was honest. She said she was scared.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's a twofold. The parents are scared. It's threefold. The parents are scared. The kids are scared. And the people that are taking care of them are a little nervous if they've never done it before. So, you know, in our program, we've been doing it for a long time. So we just take the kids in and treat them like their own, you know.
And speaking of which, you and I were talking about this. Well, we were emailing about this the last few days. And I wanted to ask you, and I know it's a sensitive topic, but, you know, we can just be pretty much general, but you are a teacher, you're an educator, and you work with blind children. And I was wondering if you would like to share, Sheila, what has been your experience when dealing with parents of blind children in your classroom?
Well, it's an interesting situation. And some parents are very receptive to letting their kids learn how to be independent. And then you have other parents that aren't. That want to do everything for them because my child can't see or my child's disabled. Well, you know what? Their child's not disabled. And if you enable them and don't let them figure out how to put their shirt on and don't let them figure out how to put their socks on, you know, then they're not going to. So you've really got to treat them just like they're a sighted child, because, you know, you don't just coddle a sighted child.
That reminds me of what Michael always says, that if his mother were alive, that she would do that. She would coddle him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be able to learn things on his own.
Right. And, you know, it's important to be independent, and it's important if you're, especially if you're going to be mainstreamed in the public school system. You got to be able to put your backpack on. You got to be able to put your stuff in the backpack. Got to be able to get your lunch out of your backpack. Somebody's not going to be there every minute to do that for you. And you've got to learn how to do it.
Now, is your assistant sighted or blind?
I am. I'm the assistant.
Oh, you're the assistant.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a para. That's what I tell everybody. I'm just a para.
You're just as important as anybody else.
I am a paraprofessional,
okay,
which is what used to be called a teacher's assistant.
Okay, so then my question is,
my
teacher
is sighted.
She's sighted.
Yeah, she's a master's in education. She's nationally certified. She's a very intelligent woman. She's been teaching for many, many years.
But my question is, the children that are blind, do they feel more comfortable because now that you're blind?
I don't think they even realize it.
They don't
sometimes.
Realize it? Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. You know, we have a joke because the kids, when they come in, especially if they're blind and they don't know that I'm blind, and they'll say, "Well, Miss Sheila, look at this. Miss Sheila, look at this." And I go, "Yeah, it's beautiful." So it's, you know, it's fun because they, and my hearing is so good, and that's got nothing to do with being blind. People think that because you're blind,
know,
your other senses are raised. No, that's not
true. I read that all the time. I know.
It's not true. It's because you use it more. But
so you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention.
Right.
And so I can hear our little boys in the bathroom, and they don't flush the toilet. And I go, you forgot something. And the teacher's looking at me like, how do you know that? Like, well, because I can hear them. I don't have all the responsibilities that she does. You know, teachers are way overworked and underpaid.
If you'd like to call in, the number is 407-894-1680.
We'd love to hear from other people out there about their experiences in the school system, because I know we've got some listeners that have gone to the blind school. I know we have listeners that have gone to public school. And I went to public school. I was low vision my whole life, and I...
You graduated from...
High school.
High school.
Regular high school.
Mainstream high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never had any... We didn't have the resources back then.
There were no iPhones.
That we have now.
No iPhones like they have now, right?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Braille when I was in school.
You did not?
No.
So when you moved to Orlando, you learned it all
no.
by yourself?
No. I learned Braille in... Richmond, Virginia.
Oh.
When I went to the rehab center. There is a rehab center that teaches you independent living skills, and we've got one in Daytona. I think every state probably has one where they teach adults how to, you know, independently become sufficient and cook and clean and, you know, communication skills. And so I learned Braille at the rehab center.
A lot
Center
of our listeners
Richmond.
Probably don't know that you used to be sighted.
I was always low vision. I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
So I've always had low vision. I've never driven.
Oh, you've never driven?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I didn't know that.
Nope, never had.
All these years I know you and I've I didn't know that.
Never had enough vision to drive. So I couldn't read textbooks when I was in school. Everything I did either from listening in class, taking notes, or... My mother and my sister would read me the chapter at night. Oh, we're going to break.
Okie dokie. We'll see you on the other side.
This is Michael. I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants, Metro Diner. That's right, Metro Diner. Comfort food at its best.
That's right.
Comfort food with flair. Example, chicken and waffles, Charleston shrimp with grits. My son-in-law loves the meatloaf. I love the grilled chicken breast in a big salad bowl with a lot of dressing. And my wife, Lynn, loves the chicken pot pie. When you eat at Metro Diner, and when you leave, you'll be saying to yourself, I can't wait to go back. Don't forget to tell your friends and look us up on the web at metrodiner.com.
You requested links? Well, listen up. The Links new mobility management model provides exciting new travel options and improved customer service for the Access Links program. A taxi or private vehicle will pick you up when circumstances are deemed necessary. With the Links bus tracker and the Links Paul Pass, you will always know where your bus is and you can pay your fare right from your phone. 50 more Access Links vehicles will be added to the fleet in early 2018. For more exciting news and updates, visit golinks.com. That's GOLYNX.com.
Quack, quack. I'm the Aflac duck. I help others be financially protected. With Aflac, after an injury, big or small, or an illness such as a cold to a major cancer diagnostic, real cash, real fast can be provided. So if covered, after a slip or fall, you can make a quack, quack call to my peeps, Juan and Genevieve, at 407-476-7282. They will be there to help you. Or visit their website at theonewhocares.com.
Quack, quack.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's life skills training program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at WSBlind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Now we're back. It's official. Chris,
we sound like we're rookies.
Yeah, we're rookies.
We're missing Michael.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back and you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And as Michael always says, we are the bridge between the blind, visually impaired, and sighted community.
To let the sighted community know that just because we are blind and visually impaired doesn't mean we sit at home and do nothing.
Correct. And I would like to take this opportunity before I forget to say, I love you, Michael. Early happy Valentine's Day. There you go. If you're listening, you better be listening.
His boo, his sunshine, and her rain.
There you go.
Blah, blah, blah.
As my cousin goes, wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
That was Emily that did that. Yeah, Chris loves Emily. Yeah.
How is she doing?
She's fine.
I need to call her so we can get on the line and talk.
She's busy in the garment industry in New York, running around like a chicken without a head in New York. Yeah. So anyway,
so
what
did
are
you
want
to do the trivia now?
Yeah, we might as well do. Actually, Michael picked out this song.
Okay.
So how appropriate. Okay.
So if you know the answer, 407-894-1680. We've only given away one prize tonight. We want to give away another.
Yeah, to Christine in Orlando.
I know. That's exciting.
I've had this right
now. I love this song.
I've had this in my little box of 45s.
Wow.
A
quiet, Chris.
Long time ago. On graduation day, you handed me your book. I signed this way, roses are red, my love, violets are blue.
So who's singing this song?
Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. We dated through high school,
And when the big day came, I wrote into your book next to my name, roses are red, my love, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you.
I was 12 years old then. And Michael was, I won't say.
Wait a minute.
Not going to tell.
He would have robbed the cradle.
All right. 407-894-1680.
Who's singing that song?
I don't know how I know that song, but I know. I don't know it all the way through, I think it was in a movie or something
that I saw.
Well, you know
what? That was his first hit, I read.
Really? But was it in a movie?
It probably was.
I don't know, Chris.
Michael, if you're listening, call in and give us a
let us know.
Give us your rock and roll history.
We'll just write this one down and hold it for next week for the scoop that he got. Because we don't want Michael to talk now.
Oh, right. I forgot he can't talk.
We don't want him to talk.
Yeah, he'll be coughing more than he's talking.
Right. We love you, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn did a good job picking out songs for Valentine's Day.
Well, Michael picked this one out. You picked the first one out. And I picked the second one out.
Well, we done good.
Yeah, we did do good.
We done good.
Oh my goodness, what were we talking about, Sheila?
I know. We were talking about our good friends.
Absolutely.
Over at Sunny's. That's right. They have these mouth-watering, delicious, off the chain that make you want to slap the taste out of your mouth. baby back ribs, and I mean, they are straight falling off the bosom. It's not even a bone. That's how great these ribs are, and I love their fries, but also the pulled pork sandwiches. Oh, I want to go get one right now.
I love your pulled chicken.
We're out of here.
And Chris, do they have that garlic toast?
They have
garlic
bread. Garlic bread.
Bread. I keep saying right. Toast. It's bread.
And I mean, if you have never had the experience to go to Sunny's, you really need to go. I'm telling you, the friendly services are nice. The people are real nice when you walk in. And they have this mouth-watering delicious that quenches your thirst iced tea. And it is phenomenal. And lemonade. So
he's
it's so
making
much.
Me hungry here.
It's so much that you can talk about at Sunny's. And when you go in and sit down, it's always pleasant. It's always nice. And like I said, the people are always very, very pleasant. So take the time out of your busy schedule on your lunch break this Valentine's Day and take that special loved one that you love so much to go get that off the bone chilling, mouth-watering, delicious ribs.
And start it out with the redneck egg roll.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Sheila and I have had that.
We love the redneck egg
roll. The redneck egg
roll. Now that you make me hungrier than I was already. All right. So any takers on the song?
My goodness. What is up tonight?
I don't know what's happening. It's just they're getting worse and worse and guessing these songs. I don't know.
407-894-1680.
Maybe it's because we told them they couldn't cheat.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No Siri. No Alexa. That's not fair.
None of those friendly devices that you can talk to and they can respond to your answer. But this was a great song from back in the day.
That's right.
And like I said, I remember this song. I don't know where I heard it from and I don't know how I remember to know it. But it was a great song from back in the day, as well as the last song. And that last song I kind of grew up on. Did we give the answer? I think I was on the phone.
Yes, we gave them.
Okay, the Tina Turner song.
So Tina Turner, you know how Tina Turner was back in the day.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. That's all I got.
Are the boys still here? I thought you guys were going to sing for us.
Well, mom came and got her son, and so I got the other one right here with me.
Can the two of you do a duet?
What you want to sing, Jacoby?
A little something, something.
You want to do a little Boys to Men?
Oh, yeah.
You know which one you know? I'll start it off, all right? I know you'll catch it. All right? It's called End of the Road.
Oh, my favorite.
End of the Road. You don't know that one?
I do.
You know that one?
He needs to get closer to the mic.
All right.
Yeah.
Come on.
My favorite.
All right, this is going to be cool.
Yep.
All right, here you go. I got to pull the headphones off so he can hear at the same time with me. We belong together. Do, do, do. And you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you
play with my mind. Since we've been together, said it never died. Why do you leave me alone? Why do you with my mind? When I can't sleep at night without holding you tight, girl, reach down inside, I just break down and cry. Pain in my head, oh, I'd rather be dead. Spinning around and around, why don't we go to the end of the road? Still I can't let go. It's unnatural. You belong to me, I belong to you.
Nice job.
All right. Yay. Thank you. That was
that
great.
That was good.
All right.
We've been singing all day, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
That was cool.
All right. Okay.
Impromptu live music.
Yeah. We're always putting Chris on the spot to sing.
I don't think he minds.
Wait, we don't.
No, you don't.
Today, we don't.
So, Sheila, we were talking about you in the classroom, and can you tell us a little bit more about what goes on a daily basis with the children and what types of activities they have? And
well, the teacher I work with is extremely creative, and that's not my forte, but she always comes up with these really cute, tactile little projects for them to do. Like we've been talking about reptiles. So she took paper plates and they had to take a toothpick and draw lines, just zigzags and squares and circles and draws lines. Mm-hmm. And then the kids painted the paper plate and the lines made the paint came out to look different with where the lines were. So it looks like a turtle shell. So it's really cute. We had she bought one of these reptiles, I think it's supposed to be an alligator, that said if you put it in water, it would grow. Well, we put it in a tub of water.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and
yeah,
we
yeah.
let it grow.
Those are cute.
So we've got two little boys that are low vision, and they come in, he's bigger, he's
oh my
bigger.
Gosh.
And then we took him out of the water and put him on the windowsill, and the next day they came in, he's bigger. No, he's not bigger, he's smaller.
Oh, wait, so if it come out of the water, it
you
gets
know those
it, gets,
that
it goes back. Yeah,
yeah,
it goes back down.
Those are so cute.
I never understood those. For the longest, every time they say you get these and put them in water, I would put it in water and would do nothing.
No?
Well, I get mad and just throw it out.
You didn't give it a chance.
It's kind of, we let it sit over the weekend.
Yeah.
But so they just, you know, we do different things. We have different crafts and projects and different themes. She tries to keep them entertained. We try to teach them their letters. We try to teach them the numbers. And so we have two right now that are totally blind, and then we have two that are low vision. Mm-hmm. So, you have, and then I have a first grader that I work with for an hour in the morning. So I'm working with her on her braille and her reading and her spelling and everything and we've got an FSU intern right now.
Oh,
so
from Florida
thank
State?
Thank goodness.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank goodness. She's adorable.
Sheila, I'm going
to
interrupt.
Why did y'all do that to me? I'm sorry. Now I want to go buy another toy so I can try it.
Yeah.
See why I'm
you buy those anyway.
I got to find one.
Go online. There's
she
online.
Got it at the dollar store.
So I guess nobody knew the answer to the Michael song.
Wow.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I will tell you. Well, you want to tell them, Chris?
Hey, you. I'm talking to you.
Get off that couch.
Get off the couch.
I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
Oh, my gosh.
What's the answer?
All right. The one and only Bobby Ventino.
Vinton.
Vinton.
Not Ventino.
I'm thinking Quentin Tarantino.
You know what?
I'm thinking Quentin Tarantino. That's
it
what
might
I'm
have
thinking.
Been Ventino before it changed.
A lot of those Italian singers, though, they did change their names.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, it could have been Ventino.
I don't know what his...
1962.
I don't know if that's his real name or if he did change
You're right,
it. He probably
right,
did.
Right.
Look it up, Chris. Look it up in your pumpkin wagnall.
He's looking up to find the expanding toy.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, if anybody knows what Bobby Vinton's real name was, please let us know.
All right. On that note, we're going to break. See you on the other side. World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
If you're not feeling up to par mentally, physically, or even spiritually, then you need to call Total Health Guidance now. Perhaps you are in pain, need help with stress management, marriage, or family counseling, nutritional guidance, you prefer not to take prescribed medicines and are looking for an alternative method of healing. All these services are available at Total Health Guidance, taking a holistic and naturopathic approach to your total well-being. Massage therapy, acupuncture, nutritional service, and a full-service counseling center are just a phone call away at 321-332-6984. No matter where you live, you can contact 321-332-6984. For more information about your new integrated healthcare program offering you a mind-body-spirit approach to your health, visit TotalHealthGuidance.com.
Say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive a discount today. At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer 2 new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Ah!
welcome back to the last few minutes of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we're glad that you were listening tonight. And Michael, we're sorry you weren't here with us, but
it sure is different with him not here.
Yeah, it is. Is that good or bad? I don't know.
No, it's just different.
It's just different. Yeah, it's just different.
Because
You
don't hear, hey, you.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Oh, that sounded like him. Well, before you give your little bit of information, Chris, I just wanted to squeak in here that next week we'll be joined by our co-host, David Hillebrand, and our guest host, Juan Perez and his wife, and they are from the company called Aflac. And that should be that quack quack you hear on the air. They'll be quack quacking here in person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And John Steitler will be calling in again from Total Health Guidance Orlando, and we'll have another busy show. So, Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot. Chris wanted to tell us something.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, you asked me to look up the info on Bobby Vinton.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what is his real name?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What
is it? Here it is right
close?
Here.
You were close?
Bobby Vinton, better known as Stanley Robert Bobby Vinton Jr. Is an American singer and songwriter. In pop music circle, he became known as the Polish Prince of Poch, as his music plays tribute to his Polish heritage. Born April 16th, 1935, and still hanging around today
in
Konigsberg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Born and raised.
Stanley
Robert Bobby Vinton Jr.
Stanley Robert Bobby Vinton Jr.
Wow. Well, thanks for that.
Some of the movies that he's done, Big Jake, The Train Robber, Surf Party, Harlow, The Gossip Columnist, and of course, one of his live CDs, Bobby Vinton, Live A-Tracks, or Live Records, Thumb From My Heart.
All right, well, thank you.
And the Roses Are Red, I believe it's off the album, Roses Are Red, 1962.
Right, that was his first hit. Well, thank you, Christopher.
Very cool.
All right.
Cool. Gallagher.
He's flushing. So, Sheila.
Yes,
ma'am.
Help
wrap it up?
Well, tune in next week. I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy Valentine's Day. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
It was a fun girls that night out, right, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lynn, very much.
Well,
it was fun.
You.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey,
anytime.
Thank the both of you.
Chris and I Sheila and I are shaking hands across the table. All righty. Happy Valentine's Day early, everybody. Love you guys, and see you next Sunday night, same time, same place. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act. And if you feel our